Tuesday, August 5th, 2008. Accountability for violence. Most people shake their heads when they watch acts of political violence abroad. Many like to think that such acts only occur in dysfunctional societies or in countries run by dictatorial regimes, and that when it comes to Taiwan, such practices were long ago thrown into the dustbin of history. In recent months, however, there have been hints of a return to a more violent past. Nothing has highlighted this better than Su An-sen's kicking of former President Chen Shui-bian in the posterior as the latter was entering a courthouse last month, an act that was preceded by similar attacks by the same individual against former representative to Japan Kosei Kai and lawyer Wellington Gu Li-xiong. That it took three of these incidents before Su was called to account for his acts is cause for concern. On Saturday, the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, notified authorities of a postcard threatening to kill Chen and members of his family as well as harm DPP chairwoman Tsai Ing-wen if assault charges against Su, a member of the Pro-Unification Patriot Association, 爱国同心会, were not dropped. It is too early to tell whether there is any substance to the threat. For radical elements like Su, however, it may now seem permissible to use violence or the threat of violence against members of the opposition. If the KMT government does not come down hard on groups and individuals who espouse violence, and the outcome of the investigation into the postcard will be a hint of the government's willingness to tackle this, some could reach the conclusion that it does not care about the consequences. The use of intimidation against the DPP and other members of the opposition has the potential to exacerbate the power imbalance between the KMT and the DPP and make the task of rebuilding a coherent opposition more daunting. When death threats are made against a former head of state, it takes much more than a meek public comment by President Ma Ying-jeou to convince skeptics and proponents of political intimidation alike that the KMT has once and for all abandoned the harvest from dirty tricks that characterizes most of its history. Violence can lead to polarization and invite reciprocal behavior, as we saw when Su was attacked in broad daylight by a handful of bad wielding individuals. Taiwan must not allow clan warfare with its use of proxies from the criminal underworld to undermine its democracy and threaten social stability. No one who cares about this nation or who fought to liberate it after nearly half a century of state oppression stands to gain from political violence. The authorities must nip the situation in the bud before it escalates, and if the Patriot Association is found to be advocating violence, then it must be held fully responsible.